I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 9th, 2026. Lexington's mayor wants to clarify the situation between the city and the state when it comes to the city's response to the ice storm. Stan Ingold has more.
Mayor Linda Gorton says the city of Lexington did not refuse state help with clearing its roads. She says that she has spoken with the governor and says after talking with city employees involved in communicating with the state, she believes that there was a misunderstanding. The city did receive help from the state over the past 2 weeks to help clear roads. The mayor says Lexington is already moving forward to hire the kind of contractor who can handle an ice storm during a stretch of extended cold. She says the city is planning an internal extensive military-style after-action review of its response to the most recent storm. Between January 22nd and February 3rd, the region had 278 hours at or below freezing. In the past 2 weeks, Lexington has had only one day above freezing. Gorton has invited residents, especially those who have lived in cities and experienced a lot of ice storms, to contribute their ideas on ways the city can improve. I'm Stan Ingold.
A data center proposal remains stalled before the Franklin Planning and Zoning Commission. For the second time, the board tabled a vote last night on a preliminary development plan by Tenke Land Co., LLC, the company that purchased 200 acres for the project off I-65. The latest roadblock follows a lawsuit last week against Simpson County. Tenke is challenging a recently passed county ordinance that would require the developer to obtain a conditional use permit, which would give local government more oversight from hours of operation to decibel levels coming from a data center. Judge Executive Mason Barnes says he hopes no further votes take place until a lawsuit is resolved.
I don't know that there's really anything else for us to take up at this point. We'll see where this lawsuit, how it ends up. We feel pretty good about our chances to come out successful with it because we do believe the city of Franklin resides right inside of Simpson County and we would have the authority to bind the actions of the entire county.
The Franklin Planning and Zoning Commission didn't set a date to reconsider the preliminary development plan. Approval wouldn't authorize construction or operation. Developers say environmental studies, permits, and other steps are required before a final development plan could be approved. Eastern Kentucky residents have told the Public Service Commission that they can't afford their electric bills. Curtis Tate spoke with a filmmaker who lives in the region and produced a documentary about it.
Nick Lee is a lifelong resident of Whitesburg, but the Apple Shop filmmaker, like many of her neighbors, has seen the cost of her electric bill go up. Lee took a camera to two public comment hearings on Kentucky Power's rate increase proposal. The first was in November in Pikeville. The second was in Hazard in December. At those meetings, Lee documented the frustration and anger over Kentucky Power's proposal. Residents told PSC members that their electricity is costing them as much or more a month as their housing. They said they're looking for alternative sources of heat or other places to move.
You know, I've lived in Whitesburg all my life, and everything is very expensive right now, more expensive than I've ever known it to be. So a lot of folks are struggling right now.
Whitesburg was hit hard by historic flooding in 2022. Apple Shop's headquarters sustained heavy damage, and much of its archive of cultural treasures couldn't be saved. Apple Shop continues its work out of Jenkins, also in Letcher County. While Lee says some residents feel their leaders don't hear their struggles, public participation can make a difference. Thousands of Appalachian Power customers in West Virginia opposed a rate increase last year. That rate increase ultimately was not approved.
I think just put your word in, put your two cents in, even if it feels kind of useless or futile, or if you've given up hope, just still, you know, make your voice heard in these times, which is kind of why I made this documentary.
The Kentucky PSC will decide on Kentucky Power's rate proposal in the coming weeks. I'm Curtis Tate.
A new report says a majority of Kentucky undergraduate students are graduating from school debt-free. The figures from the Kentucky Council on Post-Secondary Education show 60% of undergraduates owe no debt after they get their degrees. That includes in-state and out-of-state students at Kentucky Community and Technical College schools and four-year public universities who borrowed from both federal and private loans. The 60% figure is a significant increase since the 2019-2020 school year, when the CPE said 40% of graduates were debt-free. The latest report says 74% of graduates from KCTCS now leave school with no debt, with that figure at 46% for those graduating from four-year public universities. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.